The interviewer just wanted to see whether your inability to comply with his request led you to yank, pull, and sweat until finally you melted into a puddle of foiled ambition. Or, as one sad applicant was rumored to have done, threw a chair through the window. Another stress-inducing trick was the silent treatment. You'd walk into the interview chamber. The man in the chair would say nothing. You'd say hello. He'd stare. You'd say that you'd come for a job interview. He'd stare some more. You'd make a stupid joke. He'd stare and shake his head. You were on tenterhooks. Then he'd pick up a newspaper, or worse, your resume, and begin to read. He was testing your ability to take control of a meeting. In this case, presumably, it was acceptable to throw a chair through a window. On the appointed day, at the appointed hour, I rubbed two sweaty palms together outside the interview chamber and did a quick equipment check, like an astronaut preparing for liftoff. My strengths? I was an overachiever, a team player, and a people person, whatever that meant. My weaknesses? I worked too hard and tended to move too fast for the organizations I joined. My name was called. The greatest absurdity of the college investment banking interview was the people the investment bank sent to conduct them. Many of them hadn't worked on Wall Street for more than a year, but they had acquired Wall Street personas. One of their favorite words was professional. Sitting stiffly, shaking firmly, speaking crisply, and sipping a glass of ice water were professional. Laughing and scratching your armpits were not. The young man began to fire questions at me. Perhaps the best way to describe our encounter is to recount, as best as memory will allow, what passed for our conversation. Square young man, why don't you explain to me the difference between commercial banking and investment banking? Me, investment bankers underwrite securities. Commercial bankers make loans. Square young man, do you know the size of the U.S. GNP? Me, I'm not sure. Isn't it about $500 billion? Square young man, more like $3 trillion. You know, we interview hundreds of people here for each position. You're up against a lot of economics majors who know their stuff. Why do you want to be an investment banker? Obviously, the honest answer was that I didn't know. That was unacceptable.